Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Erevin Daf Mem Aleph, Erevin 41. Today's Daf Yomi, the Gemara is continuing the discussion we had yesterday where Rabbi asked and his Chavrusa asked a question from Rav Huna. So yesterday it was about whether or not you say Shechiyanu on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Today Rabbi asked the following question, starting on the bottom of 40b and going till the top of 41a. I'm a Rabbi, Ki Avinam Be Rav Huna. When I was studying in Yeshiva, and with Mechavrusa, we asked Rav Huna, a Bayolan Bar Be Rav. So we said to him, a Bar Be Rav, this is a student who's studying in Yeshiva, the Yosef B'Tanisa B'Malei Shabbasa, who had the practice of fasting on Erev Shabbos. And the Torah writes that this is specifically a Bar Be Rav, a Torah scholar, because that's what people used to do if they were Anshei Maisa. If they were great men, they would sit and fast on Erev Shabbos so that they can eat the Shabbos meal in Te'avon and with a great appetite. And the reason why they didn't mention that this is about a communal fast, it's an individual fast, is because that we have a practice that all the individual, all the communal fasts don't fall on Erev Shabbos, with the exception of Asar B'Tevis, a tenth of Tevis. According to the Abudram, that even if, who says that if Asar B'Tevis even fell on Shabbos, we would even fast on Shabbos like Yom Kippur. And so therefore, we're obviously talking about a case of an individual's fast. So if an individual was fasting on Erev Shabbos on Friday, can he complete the fast and fast until Shabbos starts? Or maybe he shouldn't enter into Shabbos fasting. And so therefore he has this question that he asked to Rav Huna. So the Gemara says, that Rav Huna didn't know the answer. He didn't know the answer to this question. So also Kame the Rav Yehuda. So they came to Rav Yehuda. They didn't have the answer to this question either. According to Tosos, the question really here is about the situation, whether or not it's permitted to fast or whether it's prohibited. And so that's the question. So Amar Rabba Nach Se'anan. So Rabba, who had initially asked the question to Rav Huna, says, let's see if we can figure it out. We'll try and bring a proof from Tisha B'Av. Because what do we say with respect to Tisha B'Av? D'Tanya, Tisha B'Av Shechal Yos B'Shabbos. If Tisha B'Av itself, if the ninth of Av would actually come out on Shabbos or on the top of 41a, V'chein Erev Tisha B'Av Shechal Yos B'Shabbos, and also if the eve of Tisha B'Av comes out on Shabbos, even though, generally speaking, when it's the eve of Tisha B'Av, after noon, we say that a person is not allowed to eat a big meal. He's not the immediate meal right before the fast. A person cannot eat two cooked foods, and you're not allowed to eat meat or drink wine, based upon the Gemara in Tainus 26b and 30a. However, when it comes out, when Tisha B'Av comes out on Shabbos, he can eat and drink as much as he wants. Umalal shochanu, and he can bring upon his table afil kasuda shlomo b'shato, even the type of meal that King Solomon would eat when he was the king, because the idea is that we celebrate the Shabbos even if the Tisha B'Av comes out on Shabbos. But says the Braisa, Cholios Tisha B'Av be'erev Shabbos, but if Tisha B'Av comes out on the eve of Shabbos, then mevi'en lo kebeitzav ochal, then you bring on Tisha B'Av, if Tisha B'Av comes out on the eve of Shabbos, then on the eve of Shabbos, you bring him an egg, and he eats it even on the eve of Shabbos, kedei shelo yikanes l'Shabbos kishum u'uneh, because we don't want him entering the Shabbos when he is fasting. So clearly this seems to be the case, that you're not even allowed to complete the Tisha B'Av fast on Friday afternoon. So for sure you can't complete a regular fast. That's what the Gemara is saying. And so even though today we cannot have Tisha B'Av that comes out on Friday, but when they used to be Mekadesh Shechodesh, when they would make it a new moon on the basis of eyewitness testimony, then it was possible to make Tisha B'Av come on Friday afternoon. But today, where we establish the months in a fixed schedule, 1 month is full, the next month is 1 month is 30 days, the next month is 29 days, Tisha B'Av cannot fall out on the eve of Shabbos, because Tisha B'Av always falls out on the first day of Pesach, and we know that Tisha B'Av is always going to come out on the first day of Pesach, and we know that Pesach doesn't come out on a Friday. So therefore, since this is the idea, what is the basic concept here? The basic concept is Lo Badu Pesach, that meaning to say that Pesach cannot fall out on Beis, Dalet, or Vav. It cannot fall out on a Tuesday, it cannot fall out a Wednesday and a Friday. And the reason why Pesach cannot fall out and Tisha B'Av cannot fall out on Friday is because if Pesach or Tisha B'Av came out on Friday, we would then what would happen is that Hoshana Rabbah would fall out on Shabbos. And the reason is because the month of Av is always 30 days, and the month of Elul is always 29 days. And so therefore, if that will be the case, then we would never be able to do the mitzvah of Aravos on Hoshanos on Hoshana Rabbah. And so that we don't lose the mitzvah of Aravah, therefore, for this whole purpose, Tisha B'Av cannot fall out on Friday. But in the time of the Mikdash, and time of Temple, where it was done on the basis of witnesses, and the months were not fixed, then it was possible for Tisha B'Av to come out on Friday. And so therefore, according to this Braisa, we're going to be saying that you would actually have to eat an egg before the festival ends. And what is the reason why we're not allowed to enter into Shabbos when you are fasting? And the reason is, it's like you're fasting a little bit on Shabbos. And the Ramban explains, in the name of Nuki Yosef, that since we always are going to have to accept Shabbos early, and so since we're going to be bringing Shabbos in a little earlier, so therefore he's fasting on Shabbos. And we know you're not supposed to fast on Shabbos, because it says in Isaiah 58:13, Karasol Shabbos Oneg, she called a Shabbos and it's a delight. And the Gemara in Pesachim explains, everybody understands this to mean that on Shabbos we need to have a Karasol Shabbos Oneg, and so therefore somebody should not be fasting on Shabbos.